Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen, 751. So we were mentioning before the break how not all careers require a college degree, which is great when it comes to student loans. And there's a company called SkillPoint that released the first job score report. And the job score report showcases careers requiring 2 years of training or less. And then they would rank these jobs based on current salaries, available job openings, future growth, and interest among job seekers. And what they found is jobs in construction, technology, healthcare, and public service kind of dominate the top 25, but I'll give you the list. It's a big list. It's kind of a long list. I'll just give you the top 10. I'll kind of work my way back. Certified nursing assistant, a nurse, IT support specialist, plumber, carpenter. Didn't you say a lot of companies or more and more companies are agreeing to train candidates now?
Yeah, they almost have to, because there's such a shortage for all of those trades. There's just not enough people doing them.
Well, like, I just went to Arlinghouse Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. They put together this Arlinghouse University. Like, right now they have a plumbing class. So they are hiring people, essentially, and teaching them and certifying them. So, and then you get a paycheck while you're learning. And then you have a job as soon as you're finished with your certifications. It's pretty amazing.
That's a pretty sweet deal.
So they're doing a plumbing class right now. And then I believe they're going to do another HVAC class starting sometime in the winter fall-ish area.
Making a huge investment.
Mm-hmm.
Truck driver made number 5 on the list. Police officer at number 4. Electrician at number 3. I know a guy who's an electrician in the union in the Boston area, and he is making bank. And because he's in the union, he's set up for a pension after a certain amount of years. I'm not sure, you know, exactly how that all plays out, but he's doing incredibly well. Systems analyst and software developer at the very top of the list in terms of jobs that don't require a college degree. All based current salaries, available job openings, and future opportunities. And if you want to join the conversation on our Facebook page, we posted the question, what job did you get without a college degree? And you can like us on Facebook if you haven't already. We're Jeff and Jen on Q102 on Facebook. Chelsea says, I started out as a flight attendant when I was 20, and after I had kids, since I had the experience, I was actually hired into operations and crew scheduling and planning for another airline.
That's cool.
But her point is, if you have experience with aviation, you can pretty much move into any airline position, and the good news is, I have zero college debt, and I make a decent living.
Nice.
Yeah. Let's see, accounting clerk, I'm looking at some of these, 911 dispatcher, skilled machine operator in a factory.
School bus driver?
Yep.
I think that sounds like a really, I mean, I'm sure that is such a hard thing to do.
I could never drive one of those big things.
Mm-mm.
That would just be asking for trouble.
I see them doing exercises over here at the movie theater.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're out there.
Maneuvering?
Yep.
Well, even Tim, if you remember last year, Tim, I think it was last year, maybe it was the year before, but Tim and I went to the first student bus lot, and he got to drive the bus just around the parking lot at the place. And
because that's a dream of his.
Yes, but just the training that he had to go through to drive straight in a parking lot, I cannot imagine. It's just so detailed.
Hmm. Wendy says, I was a bank teller when I decided that a 4-year college degree was not for me. I love that job. Great benefits, great room to grow. Brian says, military trained x-ray tech, now selling MRI, CT, cath labs, ultrasound, x-ray for Canon. No degree.
Hmm.
And he's probably doing really well.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Wow.
Hmm.
Pretty cool.
It's so good to know there are options, because there was a day when there wasn't.
Right.
If you didn't have a college degree, you were going to struggle. And it's just not that way anymore, and that's cool.
Yep. All right, 7:55, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Not bad. What's on the agenda for today?
The agenda. Right now, I'm getting ready to drop my 7-year-old off at school.
All right.
Nice. Daughter or son?
It is a son. I have my son Rylan with me and my son Rowan with me as well. They will have to listen in the morning and try and play the letter of the day.
All right.
Oh, nice. Well, good. They'll get to hear Dad win $1,000 today. Won't that be fun?
That would be amazing.
Do they have a favorite letter?
They're shaking their heads no currently.
No. Well, then they'll be happy with whatever Jeff gives you, I guess.
Yep, we're
so
ready.
See, yep. All right. So you know the rules. Do not repeat any of your answers. And the key to winning is passing quickly. So pass, pass, pass.
Yeah, we can always
Jeff?
Come back to it, right?
Yes. Give him a good one.
We're going to try. Let's see what we got here, Dan. Oh, you got the best possible letter. You got the letter S.
Well, then there you have it.
As in, stick him up. Sam. Yep.
Sleep.
Silly. Sleep.
Sam tonight. Mm-hmm.
Silverton.
That's right.
Spinach.
What's Sonata.
I was going to say, what's a car that starts with an S? Tim is always the one that's like,
he's always
Suzuki
got a car.
Or yep. Something yep. Random.
Yep.
All right. So let me put 30 seconds on the clock as I turn the music down.
You can do it, Dan. Let's do it.
Yes.
We're
all
ready.
Right, Dan. Let's do it. With the letter S, Dan, name something you do on a rainy day.
Sleep.
Something wet.
Sand.
Something sticky.
Slime.
Something blue.
The sea.
A car.
A Suzuki.
A person.
Sam.
A pet.
A Shih Tzu.
Something you lick.
A sucker.
Something frozen.
Oh, my God. You were so close.
You were so close.
What'd
if you'd
you
been just a little bit quicker.
You said, sorry, something you lick. What was the 9th question, Jen?
Something frozen.
And what was your answer? Because I heard him say something, Dan. What was it?
Spinach.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
Spinach frozen. Yeah, that's how Mom served it to us when we were kids. A bird's eye brick of frozen spinach.
Oh, yep. Man.
You got 9 so out of 10, yeah. Dan.
Yeah, right there, Dan. And number 10 would have been a TV show.
Seinfeld.
Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Those were great. Oh, my gosh.
You
did so well. I was yelling Slurpee like the whole time. I'm like, Slurpee, something blue, Slurpee.
Oh.
I don't know why I kept thinking of that.
That's
in my
a good
head.
Answer.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Well done, Dan. Your boys should be very proud of you today.
Yep, you're very close. All right,
buddy. I'm just excited that we got through.
Yeah, so are we. Well, it's good talking to you. Have a great day, and you guys have a great day at school.
Thanks, guys. You do the same.
All right, take it easy, Dan. Let's see. Where are we here? It's 8:27. Take a quick break here. We got Toria standing by with your latest Q102 traffic.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.